Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
House managers did nothing of the sort to provide that assistance to Ukraine, and yet now they are on their high horse about President Trump not doing enough for Ukraine.
It's been a lot about Joe Biden and Burisma. They kind of opened the door for that response, so we'll determine as a defense team the appropriate way to do it.
All right, so you heard the president's lawyer, Sukala, was there, and then the first comment was from somebody who, wow, got so much attention on the Hill. And as we crack this open, she, again, was pretty vocal, and that would be the former military officer and, of course, junior senator from Iowa for the past handful of years, Joni Ernst. You heard her comments, and then you heard the president's lawyers. So we continue to look at impeachment as the clock continues to roll, and whether or not we're going to see some kind of lengthy litigation, I guess, over where this is all headed. I'm going to call it litigation because it's like a trial. It is a trial. It's just set up in an unusual way, and we've only had it three times in our history, and this is, as we try to wrap our arms around it, what we're looking at. And the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff decided to close the Thursday Senate impeachment proceedings by reading passages from President Trump's July 25th call with the Ukrainian president to point out a few things that really, he said, struck his attention. He joked that he decided to take the president's directions to read the transcript, saying that the president had told his Twitter followers to do so earlier in the trial, and that's what he did. He went through it, and he pointed out how unusual it was for the president to suggest another world leader discuss political issues with his personal attorney, because he kept saying, if you would speak to him, that would be great. Talk to Rudy. And that is in the transcript all over the place. The Republicans say Democrats have been selective in their reading, however, of the July 25th call. Earlier in the evening, Senator Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, told the reporters who were swarming around, because they're just camping out, that the Democrats were cherry-picking parts of the transcripts. Oh, it sounds like television where they're pulling certain bites, including that of the July 25th call, and there's parts that are conveniently cherry-picking out that I look at and say, let's get the whole story so it makes sense. Senator Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, said some of the president's actions weren't appropriate, but removing him from office was a step too far. And there it is right there. Portman saying some of the things aren't appropriate. That's a very different question from removing someone from office who was duly elected in the middle of a presidential election. The odds of that happening are so minuscule. It would be shocking. It would be, to me, the most shocking thing. It would be the most shocking thing, and of course this is a layup to say it, and you would all agree, it would be the most shocking thing to happen in this presidency. Because we are close to another presidential election. Does it affect the president in getting reelected? That's a big question, right? I don't know. Do some people who are in that hesitation space, that's what I call it, that we are waiting in the hesitation space and we can't decide what we're going to do, is that going to sway them one way or the other? Senators Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski, Republicans, of course, from Alaska, two potential swing voters, sat next to each other and they just didn't say much of anything, apparently, because every time the camera went to them, I didn't see much response to anything that they were hearing. I mean, this was really a, this has been a very long process. For sure. And one of the things that has been said is how are people whittling away the time. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, I referred to her earlier, was tweeting her grievances. She was staring pretty much straight ahead or occasionally looked down, said she was reading a book in between, and I think part of that was joking, that kind of thing. And I don't know, should everybody get a five-hour energy when they go in? It does seem like some of the people are nodding off again, meaning the people, the jurors, because they are jurors is what they are. Wow. The bottom line is this. What are the key takeaways from what we've seen so far? And we know that what the Republicans are saying is exactly what I just told you Portman said, that it's one thing to say this wasn't correct, it's another thing to remove from office. And I believe the Republicans are just holding tight to that, and I don't think anything changes whatsoever. For Adam Schiff and any other House manager, any of the Democratic House managers, while they listen to the president's attorneys, their job, or they feel their job, is to get the senators who haven't paid attention to as much of what has happened to pay attention and have them change their mind if they're thinking they're going to say we're not going to vote to throw this president out of office. It all comes down to that phone call. It all comes down to the way this is presented, and it all comes down to the numbers. And the numbers aren't there, barring somebody changing their mind. And it doesn't look like that to me. As much as I've watched this, analyzed it to death, and looked at the possibilities of what could happen and discussed them with many lawyers and others who have been in the Washington game for a long time, pretty much everybody feels the same way. That if this needs to happen, it's one thing, but having it go all the way, how unlikely is it? And are witnesses really going to be called, and who are the witnesses? I think I've mentioned this before, but 8.9 million watched the first day of opening arguments in the impeachment trial, and you have to think of, well, where does that stack up? Most of them reporters, by the way. Who says there are no reporters working? I'm kidding. It was about 2 million fewer than the 11 million who watched the trial on Tuesday. And I think part of that is because people tune in and they're not even really sure what they're in the middle of. They're just, unless it's really obvious, they're listening to what's being said, and it all kind of flows together. Now, there are live streams online, and I bet there's people watching those live streams, and that's harder to measure. Nielsen is measuring the television numbers. The president, we know, is charged with two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. Can the Democrats prove that and get some Republicans to agree? That is the case. That's what they have to do, or not. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
My favorite time to dare dig in the mailbag. The mailbag is really good. In fact, we got this one from Big Jack, who says, Kate, I loved PJ Anderson. You had PJ on the other day talking about soul fiber for soul fitness. Where can I get that book? All right, I'm so glad that you asked. And that was a great conversation. We talked about a lot of things I think that will help so many of you out there. And I think honestly, just such an honest woman, and just lets it all out and shares it with you. I'll call it that. And so check this out. If you go to this website, youdeservelifesbest.com, youdeserve lifesbest.com. If you go there, that book you're talking about, you order the book. The book's $20 and it includes shipping. And if you do that, they also have a Soul Fiber Words and Jazz CD included with any purchase like that. So how cool is that? Just go to the website and you can poke around and you will see it. But yes, I agree. I enjoyed that conversation, and what a background, like I said, that she has. My husband, I've talked about that before, served in the Navy for 4 years, and it was interesting, and I have had many friends in the military, all branches, and it was interesting to listen as to what that was like in her position and what she dealt with. So check out that website and order up that book and support, because that's a sweet deal. All right, we move to this one. This is from Terry, and Terry says, Kate, did you hear this story about, I thought if anyone would be on top of it, it would be you, of these iguanas that are falling from the trees because it is so cold in Florida. You know what? This story really is freaky to me. I have family all over Florida, and I talked to my aunt who lives there, and she was telling me how cold it was, you know, 40 degrees. So, of course, they were having problems, and the cold has been awful for these iguanas. So they're issuing this unusual warning about cold, stunned iguanas falling from trees. And there's these photos of them laying on the ground. It's like, it's not a joke. Like, somebody thought it was some internet joke. No. It's not a joke. And they're calling them chicken of the trees. And that's what's happened. Sad. It's sad, isn't it? They're just boom. They're falling over, and people are selling the meat online because of how cold it is. And yeah, and I, you know, the whole iguana thing. Remember, I took the show to Ecuador, and I was in Guayaquil, and they took me to that park that had the iguanas in the trees, and it so freaked me out, and I had to like run through the park, and they were like falling from the trees, like they would just jump off the trees or something. I don't know how to describe it, but if that was scary enough for me, I can't imagine seeing that. But in fact, this is very, very true. It stunned them. It didn't necessarily kill them, because iguanas are cold-blooded, so they become immobile when temperatures drop into the 40s. So they might fall from the trees, but the Weather Service is saying, be careful with this whole chicken of the sky thing, because they're stunned. You know, that's what the chill is doing. Oh, so bad for the produce there, too. Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, let's go to another one. How about this one? This is from Franklin, who is listening to us. I love my listeners in Tucson. KVOI. And you always spell it out. KVOI. And says, doomsday clock. I saw something. I was traveling and I saw something in that poppy paper. I think it's the USA Today, where they were talking about the doomsday clock resetting. What do you know about that, Kate? The world is 100 seconds to midnight. That's what the doomsday clock is saying. So closer to destruction than at any other point that it was created. You know, it was created back in the 40s. And each year, the bullet of the atomic scientists, which is this group that sets the clock, decides whether the events of the previous year pushed humanity closer. It's not funny. Closer or further from destruction. And then it shows how close are we to destroying our civilization with dangerous technologies of our own making, that's what the group says. And so they're putting it very close. It's 100 seconds to midnight. I mean, that's like a true, emergency. That means continued fears of nuclear risk, climate change crisis is what they're saying, is growing. That what are the dangers? Mm-hmm. And, of course, the nuclear war between India and Pakistan, and what would that do? How many people would die and all of that? Oh, I hope that clock has just been set in the wrong direction. That's what I'll just say. But people are intrigued by it and do pay attention to it. So thanks for bringing that up. I did see a couple of things on it. All right, you guys are so interesting this time around in the mailbag. I mean, usually it's been, what about impeachment? What do you know about D.C.? What's happening? What are your insiders telling you? Here's what I think, that kind of thing. But in fact, this has been a very interesting mailbag, like I said. You can always send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in just like that. How about this one from up in the northwest in the Spokane area, Spokane/Seattle. And this one is from Billy. Kate, Christopher Columbus, how about the letter that was recovered? They say the stolen copy of a Columbus letter is worth up to $1.3 million. And what do you make of that? You know what? I love this story because it was so cheap to go to Spain when I was in school and I had an opportunity to go there and, you know, be there, study for like 6 months. No, it was longer than that. I would say it was 8 months. And I went to this area where Christopher Columbus, outside of Madrid, went to the castle of King Ferdinand and, of course, Isabella, Queen Isabella. And it just blew my mind. It did. It just blew my mind being in this castle and going all the way down and seeing where the kings were buried. And it was huge. It was incredibly huge. And they were small people. And it just was wild. So anyway, Christopher Columbus had written a letter about his find to the Spanish king, Ferdinand, that would be published to spread the news throughout Europe. So now for the fourth time in the past 4 years, these feds and some attorneys in Delaware have gotten a stolen copy of the letter, and they say the value is $1.3 million. Because you've got this, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware and Homeland Security investigators that specialize in recovering stolen books that are rare and historic artifacts. They announced that finding. It was missing for 40 years. It was stolen from a library in Venice, Italy, and then found in the hands of a private collector. Wow. I looked at that. I looked what the letter looked like. Very difficult to read it, but incredible. Where he talked about what he found, and it's great that they found it. You know, in 2018, they had two stolen 500-year-old manuscripts of letters written by Columbus, and they were returned to Barcelona, Spain, and the Vatican Library in Italy. Who's stealing that? Who's not worried about getting caught? You know what? I'm just going to pick this up. No problem. I don't think anyone's looking. And especially the Vatican, that is surprising to me, the way things are so tight there, security-wise, I would think. It would be, I don't know, I would think it would just be a lot tougher, I guess. Okay, then this last one, this one is from Rick listening to us in the Sunshine State. Speaking of cold iguanas, be careful, walk with an umbrella. But that's not what this is about. This is Kate. Cars, recalls, usually you're really up on all of that. I have a Toyota, and I know there's been a big recall. What years and what car? Well, they had a massive recall earlier in the week. It's an airbag sensor defect, so that's always scary. And it's on, like, almost 3 million cars over the course of the last of about a decade. So they're saying certain versions of the 2011 to 2019 Corollas, 2011 to 2013 Matrixes, 2012 to 2018 Avalons, 2013-2018 Avalon hybrids. And make sure you check on that. I mean, just make a quick call, because if it's defective, you don't want to worry about that airbag. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of their arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, House prosecutors are focused on the abuse of power charge. Prosecution Manager Adam Schiff.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in the U.S. election for one particular objective: to benefit his own reelection, to seek help in cheating in a U.S. election.
Republican Senator James Lankford is eager for the president's defense to be heard.
My frustration is the American people are getting half the story at this point. There's a proverb, Proverb 18:17, that says the first one that comes along seems right until they're cross-examined. And I am looking forward in the days ahead for the first time to finally hearing both sides of the story.
The president's attorneys will get to speak next, probably on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When it comes to birth defects and the fact that one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect, January is Birth Defects Awareness Month. I think a lot of people aren't maybe perhaps aware of that. Somebody who definitely is Dr. Scott Adzik. He's the Surgeon in Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Quite a resume that Dr. Adzik has. He's absolutely dedicated his life to this. He's an innovator in fetal medicine since the field's inception, really. So, Doc, thanks so much for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
How many babies each year are born with birth defects, to put it in perspective?
Well, since it says Birth Defects Awareness Month, I'll give you some key points. First of all, 1 in 33 babies is born with a birth defect, so they're amazingly common. Birth defects are costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown. They're overlooked. In my view, the research is underfunded, and their birth defects are deadly. They're the leading cause of infant mortality. So in terms of stats, each year in the U.S., nearly 150,000 babies are born with birth defects, many with conditions so rare most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. And so too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options. So it's great that we're talking so that your listeners can hear about this relatively new enterprise of fetal surgery.
Yeah, so talk about that. What can be helped by having the surgery while the baby is still in the womb?
I'll give you a couple of examples. The two most frequent operations we do before birth are fetoscopic laser therapy for twin-twin transfusion syndrome, and the other is open fetal surgery for spina bifida. So for twin-twin transfusion syndrome, the setup is identical twins, each in their own amniotic sac, and as opposed to each twin having its own placenta, the vascular disc that connects the fetus to the mother, they have a shared placenta, and there are abnormal blood vessels that go from one side to the other, such that one of the identical twins gets too much blood and goes into heart failure and develops an excess of amniotic fluid. And the other twin doesn't get enough blood, goes into kidney failure and doesn't produce any amniotic fluid, becomes a stuck twin. The way to treat that and to save both twins who are otherwise doomed is to put a scope into the uterus through the mother's abdominal wall and uterine wall, visualize the placenta, and use a laser fiber to photocoagulate or occlude those culprit blood vessels with very good outcomes. The second example is fetal surgery for spina bifida. Now, spina bifida is a birth defect in which the coverings of the spinal cord don't form, and so the higher this is on the spinal cord, the more nerves are affected, and we've learned that there's ongoing damage to those nerves through the intrauterine environment, particularly amniotic fluid exposure, because that's mostly fetal urine. So we've developed techniques about 20 years ago, back in 1998, to do this spina bifida repair before birth, and have shown, actually through a randomized prospective trial funded by the National Institute of Health, that fetal surgery for spina bifida has much better outcomes than surgery after birth in terms of better motor function for the babies, in terms of the ability to walk, in terms of decreased incidence of hydrocephalus and brain damage, in terms of decreased need for a shunt tube to drain fluid from the brain. So that's now widely applied, actually worldwide.
Yeah, so saying that it's widely applied, I'm wondering how rare still is fetal surgery given some of what you've already told us?
Well, perhaps older information is that maybe of 4,000 fetal surgeries done worldwide, we've done about a quarter of them.
Mm.
But we've also, through consortia like a North American Fetal Therapy Network, which is a network of now 36 fetal treatment centers in North America that are working together for these rare problems so that we can learn from one another and collaborate for a patient's benefit.
We're speaking to Dr. Scott Adzik. He's the Surgeon in Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Since you've been in this, and you're the director of the Hospital Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment, since you've been in this for so long, Dr. Adzik, do you feel hopeful that there are going to be more surgeries? There's going to be more preventative things that can happen here?
Well, it's quite true that we've educated teams not only in North America but also in Europe and in Asia, so it's spreading worldwide, which brings benefit to patients. And then there's a lot of things that we're working on now that are very exciting, particularly in the area of cellular and gene therapy. For example, one of my colleagues, Dr. Alan Flake, a pediatric surgeon here at CHOP, has worked for 30 years to develop techniques to do in utero stem cell transplantation early in gestation to potentially treat sickle cell anemia using blood cell-forming stem cells are harvested from the mother, and the pre-immune fetus experimental work shows will not reject those cells, they'll engraft and take over the missing function. Another one of my colleagues here, Dr. William Peronto, is another pediatric surgical scientist, is working on in utero gene therapy and in utero gene editing using CRISPR technology, and has shown in animal models, fetal animal models, that it has proof of principle that this works. It's not ready to be applied clinically yet, but that could affect thousands and thousands and thousands of babies with prenatally diagnosed genetic disorders, say, for instance, like cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, wow.
And in addition, we're doing work here now, again in animal models, with the artificial womb, which we hope we've shown in fetal sheep that we can support fetal sheep for 4 to 5 weeks and then in an artificial womb with normal growth and development. So we hope that could eventually be applied to babies who are born too prematurely, say at 23, 24, 25 weeks gestation, because it makes a world of difference whether a baby is at that early gestational age or 5 weeks later when the baby's outcome are so dramatically better.
Wow. All right, we're going to tell everyone they can go to fetalsurgery.chop.edu, fetalsurgery.chop.edu to find out more information. Dr. Adzik, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow, interesting what's happening at CHOP. I have a cousin, Jen Lorenz, who works at CHOP and has told me some of the things that happen in the neonatal unit, and it's pretty amazing some of the things that happen in that hospital. All right, as we continue in this edition of For Your Health, the flu, the Northeast has really been hit by the flu. I mean, just a crazy record in New York and other parts of the area. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, listen to this, saying 27 children in the U.S. have died of the flu. That's so hard for me to wrap my head around that. It's the highest number of child flu deaths at this point in the season since they started keeping these records 17 years ago, right? Doctors are saying they're seeing huge numbers or unusually large numbers of flu patients at this point. And, for example, in New York at the Langone Health Center, they've seen 270 flu patients, adults and children, in their emergency rooms and clinics in Manhattan and Brooklyn in the last week of December. They say it's not usually what they see. They don't see that in late December or early January. They usually see it in February or March. So there's some huge, huge concern about the flu. And, you know, we always talk about the strains of flu, and that's always part of it, is what is the strain of flu, what's happened here. All right, for something else that I think a lot of you can relate to, I know myself that I worry about this sometimes with burnout, and they say if you're feeling that bone-deep mental and physical exhaustion, or what is otherwise really called burnout, there's new research suggesting you could be at a high risk, sadly, for a potentially fatal heart flutter, and it's called AFib. We've talked about that on this show, and it's a heart rhythm disorder that leads sometimes to the cause of stroke in the United States and Europe. They're saying this. I didn't realize this number was so high. It affects 33 million people, and it's responsible for 130,000 deaths, 750,000 hospitalizations every year. So pay attention to these symptoms. If you have chest pains, palpitations, you're short of breath, fatigue, that is certainly one of the symptoms, because it's sometimes really hard to spot. It's a potentially silent killer, and that's what it's called. And chronic stress and exhaustion is a key factor in developing this disease. So I guess one way you know to be careful is you can see it when you're walking, when you start to feel that shortness of breath, etc. So I know for me it's been about taking more time and taking a breath, and nothing that you're doing, not that I'm lecturing to anyone, is worth having a stroke over having something horrible happen, AFib, and high blood pressure, smoking, obesity is another factor, all of that, anything to reduce it because of how incredibly prevalent it's starting to be. I mean, according to the American Institute of Stress, 80% of American workers say they feel stressed. So that's one factor right there. And half say they need help with managing stress. And it's just more than work. We've talked about this before. Sometimes it's the constant connection to social media and constantly trying to be on top of everything. And burnout, of course, is a major stressor. So let's make this new decade one where we thrive and survive, right? But thrive in a good way. And of all people to lecture anybody, but I'm just saying, when I saw this study and when I looked at some of the numbers, yikes, scary, scary stuff. All right, thanks for listening to this edition of For Your Health. Stay with us, everybody. Shot at in
Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Corner, Hartley Kinnett joins us. He's written a book called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
You and I had a great conversation off the air, and tell the listeners what it is that drove you to write this book. Why'd you write this book?
Well, I had grown up in a family where religion wasn't really part of anything, and so I really didn't attend church, but as a youngster, I had an experience that was extraordinary. I was 10 years old, and I had this experience, and didn't think a lot about it at the time, but it turned out to be the beginning of a faith walk. And then I began having other experiences that were equally as dramatic as that the first one I had, and suddenly I could see a pattern. And suddenly I could see God working in my life. And so I would tell these stories to people either in teaching or home events or something like that. And they finally said, why don't you put them in a book? And then I realized when I did that, that this was a whole faith walk of a individual.
I like that, and I love the title, A 25-Cent Investment, and we'll talk about it in a second. But give us one of those stories, either the one from when you were 10 or another one you want to share.
Well, the first one was 10 years old. I came from a big family, four brothers and a sister. It was during the war, 1944, and we were at the shore, and my we had all gone to the beach, which is what we did every morning, and I had come home to the family for a traditional lunch, which was, again, what you did. And as I got home, I realized everybody was sitting on the porch very morose, and I said, this isn't like a beautiful day in Long Island shore. This, something's wrong. And my father came out to me and handed me a telegram, which said, Dear Mr. Kinnett, sorry, but your son, Ensign Harold Kinnett, is missing in action and presumed dead. And that shocked, of course, the whole family and shocked me to the extent that a 10-year-old can absorb all of that. But nonetheless, we went along with our lunch, and it was a tough one, of course, and I just wanted to get out of the house. So I got on my bike, was going to go back down to the beach where I loved and would probably find solace, and I went by this church that I must have gone by 100 times in my life and never even thought about it. And suddenly my bike pulled over, and I got off my bike. I walked up to the door. The door was open. I walked in. It was musty. I went down the middle aisle, having no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. And there in the front was a table with a little bowl in it. So I dug in my pocket and put a quarter in it and turned around, walked out, got on my bike, went to the beach. On the way back, the same thing happened. I was drawn into this church and went up, looked at the bowl, and the quarter was gone. And I said to myself, wow, that is, something's happening here.
Right.
It really shocked me. So that was the first one. That was my 25-cent investment.
I love it. And that's the name of the book. And so that explains the name of the book. And so, you know, your book and your personality, and people can tell it, which, by the way, you can get this book on Amazon.com. You're very upbeat, but just like you described there, with the missing in action and, you know, the telegram, obviously there were times of discouragement. There were times when you had to deal with something that was bleak. So how do you get through that?
Well, it's interesting, Kay. Yes, of course, everyone has highs and lows, and that's one of the things I learned. That's one of the things that I finally learned, that God does that, you know, that allows that to happen. I'm not sure he does it, but he allows it to happen. For me, in one case, for instance, I started my own leather business, and I took all my wife's inheritance and went out and bought, of all things, kangaroo skins. Mm-hmm. And started to tan them. Well, I was going along like gangbusters, and everything was fine. And suddenly I got a phone call from my partner in Sydney who said, Hartley, guess what? The Australian government has just put the kangaroo on the endangered species list, and we're out of business. And the whole thing came tumbling down. I lost every dime we had. And it was all because I had been totally arrogant in starting this business. I thought I knew more than my father. I thought I knew more than all the other tanners. I just had been arrogant. God said, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be arrogant. So I was got a 2x4 wake-up call.
Yeah. And then you turned things around and came out on the other side, right?
Well, we did. Yes, we did. We had some tough times, which was another really part of the story, is that my wife hung with me. And we got through, and things turned around, and I got back active in church, recognizing what I had done wrong, and then things really began to go back up top again. So I went from these highs to a low, back up to a high, and it was a pattern that each time I was on a high, I was able to really minister to people, and when I was on a low, I was learning. And so it was really extraordinary how God led me through these ups and downs as a teaching experience. And well, that's really how I do it. It's just you have to turn it over and say, I don't know where to go from here. What do I do?
Yeah. Is this the most important driving force in your life?
Yeah, by far.
And yeah, How tough is it to share that, though, with people? How do you share your faith? Because, you know, especially in these times.
Well, it's a good question, because one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I hear all around me, you know, well, where is God? Where are the miracles? Where are the things that we read about in the Bible today? That, you know, they're not there. They're gone. We're not seeing it. And so why should I get involved? Well, I want people to know that there is a God. There are miracles. There are even angels, which I describe in one of my stories. There are miraculous healings, which I describe. God is very much present, very much here, but we have to look for him.
Yeah, so when you tell people that and they say, well, how? How do I look for him? What do you tell them then?
Well, I say that it's, first of all, it's prayer. I mean, that really does work. And so you have to learn how to communicate with God. It's different, Kate, for all different people. My wife can pray in the car. Well, I can't. I have to go into a room and be quiet for 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Of course we go to church, so there's an opportunity to pray there. But for me, it's being alone, clearing my mind, and allowing God to talk.
Wow. And that's the thing to do. I like that, clearing your mind. So the name of the book is The 25-Cent Investment. You can clearly pick this up on Amazon.com. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I think the takeaway is that this book describes God working through a regular guy, a regular person. No halos, no wings, no nothing. But having these experiences that are leading him into a place where God wants him. And that's the takeaway, is that a kid being afraid to go someplace or being afraid of something can find that he can get through it. I was abandoned at prep school, scared the heart out of me as a young teenager, but I got through it. I was a businessman and failed miserably, but I got through it. I was terribly sick, had a fatal heart attack, and had a miracle healing and got through it. So it's really a question of allowing God to work in your life.
I like it. That's the perfect place to end this. Again, letting it happen, letting God work in your life. That sums up what you're talking about here. And in the book is called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley Kinnett, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. So again, to remind you, because I know you'll ask me afterwards, the book is on Amazon.com, A 25-Cent Investment. And I love the way Hartley weaves the story and tells you about just being a kid, a 10-year-old kid, and the things that happen as he described there throughout his life, and why he has such strong faith and why he tries to share that with people. So what an interesting story. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.